We are up to Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin in the halachas of Zimun. We will be doing the first sif alone. Shnaim she'ochlu ke'echod. Two people ate together. V'gamru, and they finished eating. Uvash lishi, and then a third one comes and starts eating. Can he be mitzdarf to them to Zimun? Kol heichadi maisil humidi matzu lemeichel minei. So long as they're at a point in the Suda, meaning they're at a point in their eating, where they can eat more food. They're not too full. Mitztaref mahadayu. The halacha is that he could be mitztaref. Their meal isn't over since they could possibly eat more. They're not totally stuffed. Or they could possibly eat something very tasty. V'chayavim litin lo lechol kadei sheyitztaref imayim. They have a chiyuv to give him food in order to be mitztaref, because two people are supposed to do whatever they can to get a third one. So that's the first thing. The first rule is that it has to be that they would still feel like eating if there would be other food, especially a tasty food. This halacha is not only if the two of them are too stuffed, but if one of them feels that he just couldn't eat anymore by the time the third one came, so he's not mitztaref. Further, vahu sheba at shelo amru havlanu nevarach. That's only if they did not yet say, let us bench. They said, let us bench. Why is that? Because they've already ended their meal, so there's no kfiyas together. Says the Ramah, Hagon, Netilas Mayim Achronim Kehavlan Nevarach Dami. And Netilas Yudayim is like Havlan Nevarach. Now, Lamaisa, we learned before with regard to the halachis of when someone finishes eating and now he wants to eat more, whether or not he has to make a new bracha rishona, that havlan unavarech with regard to food is actually a machlokas. Mayim achronim, everyone agrees, is a hesach hadas. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as is a hesach hadas gomer, where it is clear to you, it's absolutely clear to you that you're not going to eat anymore. The question is, what's with havlan unavarech? Where you say, let's bench. So lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here that everybody is moda. That in our case, Havlan and Nevarach is, and he brings this from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that even in a case of Havlan and Nevarach, that's enough of a Hesach Hadas to prevent Zimun. To make a Kfiyas of Zimun, you couldn't have said Havlan and Nevarach. Now, there's a Magen Avraham who's Machadish, that if you already have three, and the Shail is allowing a fourth person to join you, there, even if you are Messiah Das, he can join. But Lamaisa, most Rishonim don't seem to learn that way. The same halach applies for Tziruf to Asara. If the 10th person or the 8th, 9th, 10th person came in while you were still eating, then we're Messiah of them, and otherwise not. Now, in a case where two people ate, and they can eat more, and a third person came, and he started to eat. So what it says over here, Bapashtis, they're mechuyev to give him food in order to bench, so they certainly have to wait for him and make a zimun. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this, that they're chayev to bench together because they finished together, even though they didn't start together, that's really a machlokas. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a reshus. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that meikar adin, we hold that it's a chayev and not only a reshus.